This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon all citizens to mark this festive season by celebrating the hard work, creativity and innovation of 140 crore Indians by buying Indian products. In reply to a social media post by MyGov India, the Prime Minister emphasized to buy Indian products and say, "Garv se kaho, ye swadeshi hai." He also urged the people to share on social media what they have bought. He added that in this way, the people will also inspire others to do the same. In a social media post, MyGov India said that this Diwali, people should take a pledge to buy only Swadeshi products and support the country's local artisans. It added that the Prime Minister is inspiring the nation to go vocal for local. It also urged the citizens to share their selfies with their Swadeshi purchase or its maker. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. Streets and markets in various cities have been decorated with colourful lights and flowers. In national capital Delhi, people in large numbers are seen thronging to different markets to purchase items including Swadeshi goods for Diwali celebrations. In view of this festival, Delhi police has made elaborate security arrangements across the city. Major hospitals in Delhi are fully prepared to deal with cases of burn injuries during Diwali. On the other hand, the Delhi Fire Department has identified 41 spots where fire brigade vehicles, including 24 quick response vehicles, are stationed to tackle fire-related incidents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Diwali. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this festival of lights illuminate the lives of every citizen with harmony, happiness, and prosperity. The Prime Minister prayed that the spirit of positivity prevail all across the nation. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have also extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. In her message, President Murmu said that Diwali is one of India's most popular festivals and is celebrated with great zeal and enthusiasm. She added that the festival symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, and good over evil. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with railway officers, visited Anand Vihar Railway Station late last night to take stock of the arrangements made for the passengers in view of Diwali and Chhat festivals. During the visit, he also interacted with passengers and asked for their feedback about the arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Delhi stations receive a large number of passengers on Diwali and Chhat, and Railways has made extensive arrangements for their comfort. He added that the holding area and large number of ticket counters have made their travel easier. The minister said that the Railway Ministry has made similar facilities at other stations of Mumbai, Pune, Surat, Bengaluru, Secunderabad, which receive a large number of passengers. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 122 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 11th of November. Today is also the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. And at the 2025 Asian Youth Games, India's 15-year-old Khushi opened the medal tally for the country in Bahrain, winning a bronze medal in Quraysh yesterday. Competing in the girls' 70-kilogram weight class in a draw of six, she got a bye in the quarterfinals and lost to Uzbekistan's D. Tursunova in the semifinals. And in women's cricket, England defeated India by 4 runs in the ICC ODI World Cup at the Holkar Stadium in Indore last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.